What's up, guys? You're now tuning in to God Talk, a podcast about business, art, and getting your name out there. Let's go. What's up, guys? We're back. Welcome to episode 8 of That God Talk. Today, we're going to be talking about education, learning in general, and what you should be doing as an entrepreneur, what you should be doing as an artist. As far as education, because knowledge is power. So, first off, I want to shout out to all the graduates out there, everybody that's finishing school right now, whether it be your diploma from high school, your first degree, your bachelor's, your master's, whatever you're working on. I know it's not easy because I was in that situation. I was in college. I finished high school in 2009, and I went straight to a community college in Maryland for graphic design. And people put a lot of disrespect on community college. Like, it's not still college. It's still difficult. It's still things you have to go through, and it's probably less taxing than not being able to go home and see your family and see your friends. But being in college gives you, you know, new life experience, lets you meet new people that you probably wouldn't have met anywhere else. So, yeah, I went to community college for 2 years for graphic design. A lot of the stuff that I learned while doing an art program, I did end up having to really take myself beyond the coursework to progress as an artist. I think this is a thing that a lot of people get confused about with art school. Going to art school doesn't guarantee you that you're going to be a good artist or that you're going to, you know, work as an artist professionally. It's just a way to sharpen your skills. I guess they teach you a little bit about, you know, working for yourself. Not really. Like, they do show you the value of what your materials are because you have to pay for them every semester. So, knowing that kind of prepares you for the real world as an artist. And being in an art program, shout out to, you know, Cecil College, shout out to Carol, rest in peace. Carol was my art instructor. She was like the program director for the art program there, and she recently passed. But she put me onto a lot of stuff. She was a older lady, and she would always give us like free pastels and charcoals and stuff like that. Really, really trying to help the people who are serious about doing art as a career. And she worked as an artist, and being around her for those couple years really, you know, helped me transform my idea of what it takes to make money as an artist. So, Carol put me onto a lot of stuff. I'm not sure the other director's name, but Lauren. So Lauren was also a director at this school for the capstone I had, which is basically at the end of your 2 years, you put on a solo show and they highlight you. And at this time, I was just now getting into digital work. I had watched a lot of artists on Facebook, on social media, doing the digital work. And I had just got a Mac computer that same year. And I wanted to, you know, start dabbling in less traditional work. So I developed my, I would say my first digital piece with the letter M. This was before Mimic. This was before I was even doing anything with Mimic. I called myself Mellow Matisse. Now, a couple months before my capstone, I was in a art history class where we would take trips to museums and have to write papers about, you know, a couple pieces that we liked in the museum, and we would come back And I would just be inspired, you know, because I'm seeing a lot of artwork for the first time, and it's not something that you normally get to see. Like, you don't get to see those levels of professionalism, like, all at the same time, unless you're, like, always at a museum. Like, you're not going to see that in everyday life, so you have to go to museums to know, like, who's doing what, who's been where, and who's using what medium, and so seeing stuff like that really, like, got me thinking differently about how I wanted to create my work. It helped me form some influences that I didn't have before. Like I said, Matisse was a painter that I really liked. Everybody likes Basquiat, everybody likes Warhol, and those are, like, common. They're just famous people. Like, there's a million other painters, there's a million other artists, but those are just the common ones that people, I guess, gravitate to because they're the most famous pop artists. So yeah, I like Matisse. Who else did I like? I really like all of Leonardo da Vinci stuff. I studied a lot of his work, and I like learning about his life and learning about what he did, like, as an artist and an inventor. And he's really a genius. Like, you can't take anything away from him. He was over here trying to invent planes, just doing wild shit with his time, and people fucked with him for that, and I really admired that about him. I like Picasso, of course. Who else do I like? I like a lot of abstract stuff too, but not too much, because that wasn't really something I was good at. But yeah, Matisse led me into making Mellow Matisse. Mellow was my stage name when I was doing music, and I was taking the elements of Matisse. I was taking, like, the colors, the kind of blocky color palettes, and I was putting them together for my artwork the way I knew how, and kind of taking influences I had from music as well and putting them into the same format. So I did that capstone, and just being educated on the thing that you want to work in helps you so much more, because I know a lot of people who wanted to get into digital work, but they were confused about the process, they're confused about the programs, how, you know, like, how to make things do what you want them to do. It's not as difficult as it seems, but knowing the shortcuts, knowing, you know, what button does what to give you what effect, really can help you push your ideas out the way you want to push them. So for a long time, I was just stuck in Illustrator. I didn't really use Photoshop for anything but photos. I was into photography as well. And one of my professors, my photography professor, was looking at my stuff, and I was really good at coming up with concepts as far as photography, and I wanted to somehow translate that into art, into drawing. And I didn't get into drawing seriously for a long time after I had finished art school. So people will ask me, like, what do you use to create your work? Like, are you using a mouse? Do you have, like, a pen? And basically, when you get a Wacom tablet, that's what the product is called. Basically, it's like a little, like, you can get a starter tablet, like a little square tablet, and it comes with a pen, and you plug it up to your USB, and it's basically like drawing on paper. The only difference is you're not looking at what you're drawing, you're looking up at your screen, and your hand is moving by itself. So that takes a lot of training, it takes a lot of, you know, practice just to get used to not looking down. Because looking down is, like, bad posture anyway. Like, that's why my back has been fucked up for a long time. Just always looking down, being directly inside of my drawing. Like a fucking Blue's Clues learning about the different tools you could have really help you. And that's why I say education on whatever you're working on is so important. And that's why me going to business school was my next best thing that could have happened to me. So going into business school, I'm still doing freelance art. I'm starting to take drawing seriously. And I'm doing like hundreds of YouTube tutorials, like just looking at how other people work, other ways to get better at working on, you know, artwork and stuff like that. But there is nothing on YouTube to tell you about artists who work as businesses. And Kanye West mentioned this recently. He believes kind of what I believe: art is a business. Artists are businesses. Compensated as a business. It's not just, oh, you love doing this, you're doing it for free. So 2015, I had just enrolled back into business school, and I was trying to get this bachelor's. And just knowing enough about like selling stuff, like what I thought was just me doing strategy that I had to learn about. Like, I learned about it in school, and I'm like, oh, I already do this step. I already do things like this to make my brand stand out. And I already had that experience before going in. Bricks make that way and flip. It doesn't really matter how talented you are as an artist if you can't sell yourself. If you can't market your product, you're basically doing it for fun, because being able to sell, I cannot talk when I get on here sometimes, yo. Being able to sell is one of the most important parts of being an artist. It's not always about what you can do with your hands, what you can paint. It's not about your vision all the time. It's about, does this person believe in what you can do? Can you bring this person vision to life? Sell them on the idea that you have this level of creativity and you can produce this product for them. And I was never into sales. I was never into being a talkative person. Back in this time period, I didn't even want to talk on the phone. And here I am today on camera live with you guys, and I'm recording a podcast. I used to hate my voice. I used to hate how I sound on phone calls. But through a lot of practice, through a lot of, you know, just forcing myself to do this, I've gotten to a level where I'm comfortable enough to really just be myself and not be afraid of being judged for, you know, how I come off to people or how I'm speaking. And I took a public speaking class and I got a fucking B+ because I messed up one speech. It was a long story. Yeah, I remember not being able to sell to people because I didn't have the knowledge. I didn't really know what I was talking about enough to convince someone that I could do work for them. So knowing everything about your craft, knowing everything about the ins and out, how to produce something, your manufacturing, your shipping, what it takes to make a logo, takes, like what programs you're using, file types, what else, resolution. You have to know all these terms, and those are basic terms. You have to know all those, and you have to know like your art principles, design principles, composition, color, you know, palettes and stuff like that. And that will convince someone that you know what you're doing. Besides your work, they're gonna look at your work and say, okay, you're pretty good. But once you get a chance to talk to somebody, once you have that chance to sell, like, you really have to let people know, like, you know what you're doing, you've been doing this. So I'm close to, I don't know how many years I've been really doing art. It's been a while. but I'm getting close to a decade, I think. Like maybe 2 or 3 more years. And bricks make that weight flip. Just having this much experience right now. And having 2 degrees, I have a degree, like I said, in graphic design, and I have a degree in business management and marketing. And I've built my business up just off of trial and error. Before I went to business school, I didn't know all the things I knew then. And just graduating, having this new knowledge, having these new opportunities to prove that I can build a business from scratch, I can really raise profit margins, I can do SEO and, you know, business to customer and customer to customer service, really opens up a lot of doors for you. Because if you're just an entrepreneur, if you're just out here hustling, if you got like a side thing going on, nobody's gonna take you seriously. Nobody's gonna come to you for business. Like they think it's a hobby. They're not gonna pay you anything. They're gonna think it's a hobby, and they're gonna think you're a joke. And that's usually what happens. Like, you have to establish yourself. I had the website go up. I remember my first website was a Big Cartel, because I didn't know what I was doing. And it's free. Big Cartel is a free website. So you can get that and start a business, you know, but don't stay there forever. Don't stay in that startup forever. You can, like, transcend that. Big Cartel, I think, is a pretty decent platform to host a website on. They do have analytics, and you can, you know, post inventory and stock and stuff like that, and you really keep track. And that's what I used for the first, I want to say, 2 years. And it works. That's all you can really say about Big Cartel. It works. It's not super fancy. You don't have a lot of customization going on, bricks, but it make works. That weight flip. Next thing I moved to was WordPress. I fucking hated WordPress, yo. WordPress is the most annoying site. It looks decent. Like, I liked it for my blog. My blog looked really nice, but plugins are so choppy. Images don't upload the right way. It's really annoying. I lost a lot of customers just messing with WordPress, because they would hit me up and be like, oh, it's saying my orders declined or whatever, and there's nothing I can do because it's such a choppy ass system. So I moved to Squarespace recently, last year, and it's been so smooth. Everything looks exactly how I want it to look. I don't have to worry about, you know, paying another host. I'm just paying the host that I have now. And I can customize it however I want. I can put up podcasts like I'm doing now, blogs and all that stuff. And just being educated on, you know, what works helps make you. That flip. Like, people, I know people are out here trying to start businesses, and they don't know what the best place to go is for a website. They don't know the best host. They don't know, you know, the best place to get shirts printed or art prints done. You have to do the education. You have to really research for yourself. Everything that you do as a business is going to be a research project, and you're going to, you know, do a lot of trial and error, test some shitty products, test some great ones, and figure out what works over time. What do you think works for you? Bricks make that weight flip. Does it have to be the same for everybody else? I have a sticker place that I use to get my stickers made, and I have friends who use different sticker places, and their stickers come out just as good. It's all about preference and all about, you know, just researching the things that you need done to get them done the way you want. It's not like a blueprint. Everybody thinks it's a blueprint to building a business. It's not a blueprint. You can take so many different roads. WordPress wasn't for me, but it might be for somebody else. I can't say that it won't work out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just gotta test things and make sure you're educated on your products. If you know everything about capabilities are, what are your limitations, and that's why I think education is so important in any field at all. I don't want a doctor operating on me that didn't finish his degree. I don't want a fitness instructor telling me how to work out that doesn't have some type of credential. The same way I don't want someone who has not finished some type of program or has a decent amount of work experience to be working on artwork or something like that for me. And that's what people look at. They look at your experience, they look at your resume of clients, and your education. You don't even have to go to school. I know cool artists that didn't even go to school. They just focused on, you know, building their craft, building their client base, and they're here today. So yeah, that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about today, man. Education. Make sure you're educating yourself as much as you can. Try to learn different ways to do things. Don't get stuck in a rut. Don't let people try to sell you a blueprint, man. You can really switch it up however you want. Nothing is on a schedule. Nothing is, you know, fully planned out to the T. You can make things happen the way you can make them happen, you know. Just pick up some books, pick up some YouTube channels to subscribe to, and, you know, get to work. Take notes. Take what you like from somebody. Add it into your formula. Take what you like from someone else, add that in, add your little flair to it, boom, you got a whole new recipe for success. This is That God Talk, episode 8. Subscribe to the podcast. Thank you for everyone subscribing. We're almost at 100 subscribers, and it's only been a week. I really appreciate the support. Follow me on Instagram. All my social media links are on mimicgod.com. I got that Deadpool collection up right now. And I'll be back with episode 9 coming soon. Thanks for listening. It's That God Talk.